This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Cheryl Corley. The Afghan capital, Kabul, is reported calm today, with life in the city returning to normal one day after its capture by the Northern Alliance. U.S. airstrikes, which provided crucial support to the alliance's advance on the capital, have subsided. Streets are full of people. The call to morning prayers competed with the sound of music for the first time in the 5 years of Taliban rule. Burhanuddin Rubani, who was president of Afghanistan before the Taliban took over in 1996, is due in Kabul today. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Afghan capital. Ivan, what has the Northern Alliance leadership been saying about the formation of an administration in Kabul?
Cheryl, currently the city is being run by a military security council from the Northern Alliance that is headed by General Fahim, the defense minister of the Northern Alliance Army. The government spokesman has called on Afghan groups in Afghanistan and abroad to participate in building a broad-based multi-ethnic government where every ethnic group would be represented. This is what they've been talking about for more than a month. The foreign minister of the Northern Alliance has issued an invitation to the United Nations to send teams to Kabul to help set up a peace process. However, there is no doubt that the Northern Alliance, being the force that has taken this city and driven the Taliban to the south of the country, that they will have the biggest vote in whatever government will come next in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Is there a power vacuum at this point?
At this time, it doesn't appear that way here in Kabul. The Northern Alliance military and police presence here is quite large. The troops poured in yesterday, and you can see them on every corner. They do look a bit confused, though, and there is some question of who is in charge, the police or the soldiers with the Kalashnikov machine guns on their shoulders. You have to remember that these people were rebels, were guerrilla fighters for years and years. Now they've come out of the hills, and they're expected to keep law and order in Afghanistan's largest city. There are bound to be some hiccups along the way as they try to set up an administration here, try to get the public services running. But they do have a bit of a honeymoon period. People here are so relieved that the Taliban has left that for now the Northern Alliance has the support and enthusiasm of the population.
So is life in the capital returning to normal after the withdrawal by the Taliban?
Absolutely. Yesterday there was a lot of celebration. People were cheering and welcoming the Northern Alliance troops as heroes. But many of the shops here were closed. Many parts of town were deserted because there was still a lot of uncertainty. Nobody knew just what was coming next. Today all the shops are open. The streets are packed. People are shopping and buying things. Life has returned to normal, but I'd say it's without the burden and restrictions that the Taliban regime imposed. I see people with fresh tan lines on their faces, men who've shaved their beards, music's blaring in some parts of town. I even saw a man who sells posters who, for the first time, could sell posters with pictures of Indian movie stars and the stars of the Titanic film. He had to sell those pictures black market before because of the Taliban rules.
Mm-hmm. Ivan, the Taliban, of course, claims that this has been a strategic withdrawal for them. Was it?
It doesn't look like it at all. They left behind tanks and functioning heavy weaponry, artillery, armored personnel carriers. All the indications are that they fled without any plan, that it was a complete rout. In fact, in some of the former barracks of the Taliban, you can find personal effects that were even left behind, books and clothes. So all the indications are that they took no time to plan this, that it was a complete rout and retreat.
Thank you so much, Ivan. NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul.